The Office of Personnel Management's contract with Windvale to give credit monitoring services to the 4.2 million people impacted by that first cyber breach, remember it was back 18 months ago, was in trouble from the start. Now it's in final days and more problems are cropping up. OPM has until December 1st to transition hundreds of thousands of people from Windvale to a new vendor. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco discussed this with executive editor Jason Miller about the confusion and concerns she's been hearing.
Nicole, this contract from the beginning has been problematic. We know that, and it's going to end what it seems like to be a problem as well. Just give me a sense of what's happening. What is the latest with this contract with Windvale for identity protection services for federal employees affected by the first OPM breach from last year?
It seems as if OPM and its contractor, Windvale CSID, just can't necessarily agree on exactly how many people need to re-enroll with a new vendor to keep their credit monitoring and identity protection services after December 1st. December 1st is the deadline when this Windvale contract is set to expire. So just to sort of walk you through this timeline a little bit, on October 31st, OPM reported that about 600,000 people, and that is the total population of victims who were only impacted by the first breach, we'll call it OPM 1 if we can, would need to re-enroll for services by December 1st. A few days later, OPM updated that number to indicate that actually only 100,000 to 150,000 people would need to re-enroll. And OPM told us, that was on November 4th, that that number was based on new information it had received from Windvale, specifically referring to the percentage of the 600,000 victims who had actually enrolled with Windvale. So Windvale actually insists that OPM is focusing on the wrong number here. I spoke with Kevin Lancaster. He's the CEO of Windvale, and he says, we've enrolled roughly 1.1 million people. And contrary to OPM's assumption, that's how many people will need to re-enroll in a new product after our contract is done December 1st. However, OPM insists it's still a 100,000 to 150,000 people who are really going to need to take action after December 1st.
I have to ask why this confusion, but before I get there, the other issue here is that there's another contract that OPM awarded to ID experts, and some of the victims of the OPM 2, we'll call that, the second data breach, have been also signed up for identity protection services, and that's where maybe some of the rub happens, is why there's this confusion of who needs and how many need to re-enroll.
So the thought process on OPM's part is, if there's a group of people who have been impacted by both breaches, that group of people has already had an opportunity to sign up with ID experts. Therefore, we don't have to focus our energy and resources on them right now because they have already had the opportunity to enroll. If they haven't enrolled, we'd like them to enroll. However, the population of people that we're focused on is this group that's only been impacted by the first breach and hasn't yet had this opportunity to enroll with ID experts because they've been enrolled with Windvale. Now, there's no firm sense as to what that number of people who were impacted by both breaches and have enrolled in both services, no one seems to know what that number is. OPM said it's unclear right now. They say that they get this information from these vendors sporadically on the fly sometimes, and that they're merely estimates. And this estimate is what we're dealing with this 100,000 to 150,000 people.
That's amazing that nobody knows how many federal employees are impacted and by both breaches and how many need to re-sign up. I mean, part of the issue here is on the contractor side or on OPM side, did you get a sense from anybody about whose responsibility really this was?
So when I asked OPM if it had an idea about how many people impacted by both signed up with both, it said that it's tricky for them to get that information because it needs to get data from both vendors. And both vendors, there's some contractual issues there, can only share some information with each other about this. So yes, that number is unclear. And in making this 100 to 150,000 estimate, though, what they did was they looked at the total number of people that they had enrolled, Windvale had enrolled, and that's 1.1 million people roughly. That's 25% of the total number of people who had been impacted by OPM 1. So they assumed, well, 25% of people who've been breached enrolled with us, we can expect that 25% of the 600,000 who've only been breached by OPM 1 have enrolled with Windvale. And again, that's an estimate. That's not a real firm number. And that's where this 100,000 to 150,000 is coming from.
One solution to this could be just to tell everyone who who signed up with Winville just to go enroll to ID Experts. ID Experts then would say, for instance, if Jason Miller has already signed up, they would tell me you've already signed up. And then I could know that fairly quickly. I mean, you could put in your name, your social security number, or your address, and they would say, yes, you already have protection, move on. So it was not like someone would have to go through this long process and then go, oh, I wasted my time. Did that come up of what a solution would be for this problem from either Winville or from OPM?
Honestly, no solution. It appears as if there's no solution yet. And that's partly because Winville and OPM do not have a transition plan to provide services to some of these people who are going to need to re-enroll by December 1st. Winville told me they didn't have a transition plan. OPM said that they were still working out the details and they were in discussions with Winville now about how to do that. And that's actually a concern that Congress has brought up. House Oversight and Government Reform wrote to OPM just at the end of last week, basically asking, what's your plan to transition all these people from Winville to this new vendor, ID Experts? And OPM said that it's still working on it.
I'm speaking with Nicole Grisco, a Federal News Radio reporter. Nicole, one question about Congress, you bring them up, and the letter is one point, but you've also talked to some of the aides that were focusing on this. What are they telling you? Are they confused? Are they frustrated?
They're confused. And they said that it was confusing from the start. And it seems as if the confusion has continued on in the final days of this contract. Again, Jason, we're speaking on November 9th. And the deadline for this is December 1st. So we're less than a month away here. And again, there is no real firm plan yet. It could happen by the end of this week, but there's no firm plan yet to move on this. I spoke with one Senate aide who said that he anticipates that maybe some of this confusion will finally end by December 2018. And that is when the ID Experts contract writ large for everyone that's enrolled and has been impacted by some sort of OPM breach within, 2015, that's when that contract will end. And OPM has said that in between now and then, it expects to go back out there, find some sort of contracting solution, has been working with GSA, possibly on a BPA, to find a contract solution for the next 10 years, because if we'll remember, Congress has authorized them to provide identity protection services for the next 10 years.
Nicole, we're just about out of time, but real quick, if I'm a federal employee and I have Winville, but I also have ID Experts, or I'm not sure, what's OPM telling me to do in the meantime?
So OPM says it is sending about 600,000 notification letters. Winville is also sending out notification letters. I would just recommend, if you're confused, to go to the OPM cybersecurity site. It's the same site that you probably went to roughly a year ago to maybe sign up or look at identity protection services. There you can enter in your information, you can look at what you have, and then make a decision from there. But either way, OPM's recommending that, yes, you should have these identity protection services.
Be sure to read Nicole's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.